Good afternoon. We're back under the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, and we're looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Once again,
yes,
a refuge from the heat today.
It is indeed a refuge. But it always feels a little bit like a refuge from the madness of the outside world.
It is. So, it was 40 degrees in my backyard this morning about 10 o'clock. Yeah, it was really, really hot. Yeah. And I thought, I'm glad I'm coming in to spend the day in Gawler.
Yes.
Inside.
Yes. We're looking back at Gawler's history for Wednesday, November the 27th. I forgot about the date.
Oh, won't be long. We'll be writing 2025 on everything. My goodness, where's the year gone? Where have the years gone?
Has the century gone?
Oh, yes.
We're a quarter of the way through.
That's a bit scary, isn't it?
Very. Not that long since the great millennial.
And all the fuss about whether we were going to lose our computers and whether planes were going to fall from the sky because everything was going to go back to 1900.
So we'll kick off with 150 years ago, locusts versus locomotion. Only think of the Bower train being stopped by locusts that clogged the rails in such quantities that the wheels could not progress. And the garden driver had to sand the rails in order to get out of the difficulty. We can imagine how this will read in the old country.
Wow. Locusts.
I haven't seen, we haven't had locust plagues for years, but I remember as a child seeing cars driving in covered in dead locusts.
I think it needs a really, really good season and the right conditions up in the Flinders Ranges. And then... I don't know what those conditions are, but somehow it's related to the weather because they'll live in the ground for 7 or 8 years and then they'll get good rain and suddenly they'll burst out.
I guess that was a 7-year thing, wasn't it? Locust
plague. Yeah, 7-year plague, wasn't it? Yeah. So those legends had quite often very good basis in truth.
Yes, there usually was something that inspired the legend and it got distorted and twisted and shaped to fit the ideology.
The political narrative, so.
Yes.
Or the religious narrative. Mm-hmm. 100 years ago, bowls. Gawler's second appearance in pennant grade bowls on Saturday last ended most disastrously, their opponents being Walkerville, played on the latter's green. The Gawler men found it most difficult to find the strength of the green, which was dry and keen, a high wind adding to their troubles. Only one rink out of the four was able to get up, this being skippered by Busbridge. McLean's rink got a most decisive drubbing, and Schultz's was down 14 and Harris's 10.
I have to say sports journalism can be very entertaining to read. Like, I can really use language and write in a very dramatic way.
Yes, it was.
Which other journalism tends to be very dry in comparison.
Yes, it is. It's very descriptive. I've got cricket matches that are from the turn of the century, like the late 1800s, where my great-great-grandfather had a cricket pitch on his property and used to host matches there every Christmas day. And the stories, you know, it was this one and that one and named everyone and lovely stories. And, and then they went and had parties and afternoon teas afterward. Yeah. Great community.
Someone would play the piano.
Probably.
Because every house in Australia had a piano.
Yeah.
Regardless of, it was actually very much a working class thing to have the piano in the living room and teach your daughters to play
piano.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. It's commented on by Richard Twopenny book about Australia written in the 1880s, that they all had pianos. And that's in the description I found of the New Year's Day celebration over near Peninsula.
Right.
They all went back to the house and played piano and they all danced.
I don't think my ancestors were wealthy enough, or I don't think their house was big enough for a piano. It was literally not big enough for a piano.
This would have been the
white ants would have eaten it.
That probably happened too.
But their neighbours, I imagine there's a couple of neighbours that would have had pianos and they would have hosted those sorts of events.
So 50 years ago. Farmers, another setback. For the second year in succession, rust will prevent cereal farmers in the district from harvesting a record crop. Although damage is not expected to match last year's $4 million damage in the lower north, yields could be reduced by more than 20%. In some areas further north, losses are tipped to be higher with the combination of stem rust and hay dye, which also affects the yield.
Mm.
So, yes.
50 years ago, we moved on with the stem rust. And
Yes. Yeah. I remember they were predicting it could be a bad season a few weeks ago in the looking back column. So.
Yeah. It's not a good year this year, but that's because we haven't had any rain to bring in crops in on at all.
No.
25 years ago, a sign for the future. Gawler's Best of Town and Country logo and slogan will further develop Gawler's reputation as one of South Australia's most important country towns, according to the state's tourism chief. CEO of the SA Tourism Commission, Bill Spurr, officially launched the logo and slogan at a function in the Gawler Library Reading Room on Thursday night. Mr. Spurr said, "The Best of Town and Country slogan, the brainchild of Brian Samble from the Gawler Visitor Centre, should result in an increase in community pride." And there's a tiny little thumbnail photograph of, I think Brian Samble is one of them. It looks, I can't really tell. Anyway, it's got. We had that bumper sticker. It was green writing on a white background, and we actually put it, taped it on a car when we went to Ireland the following year.
Oh, nice.
And drove around Ireland in the high car with Gawler, the best of town and country on it. It was like, that was Mark's idea. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
Probably still got one hanging around home somewhere.
But I think it was a good, it's a good tagline for Gawler. It's a very good logo, I think.
It was, yeah.
Whether it made any difference, but I still think it's a good logo, and I think it sums Gawler up really well.
Yeah, it did capture it, so we were quite happy to wear it on our vehicles. Mm.
That's why I like living in Gawler. I think it's got that, benefits of town and benefits of country.
It still has that community
feel. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Well, 25 years ago was... No, it's almost 30 years. It'll be 30 years next year since we moved here.
Oh, my goodness.
30 years.
You're nearly local.
Yes, I'm nearly a local.
Another 10 or 15 years and you'll be local.
But Justin has family claim, so we've got claim so to Gawler now. So.
Yeah, well, I'm accepted in two worlds. I've only been there 50 years. So
10 years ago, Memorial Battles, next act. A bid to relocate the Gawler South Monument could drive statewide legislative changes that would leave war memorial-related matters in the hands of the community. Following a closed-door meeting with the Gawler and State RSL branches and Members for Light, Tony Piccolo, Veterans Affairs Minister Martin Hamilton-Smith told the Bunyip he would seek an amendment to the Development Act that would remove the red tape around the relocation and erection of war memorials on council land. The Bunyip understands the meeting was held following lobbying for Mr. Piccolo, who earlier this month came out in support of the Gawler RSL's ongoing campaign to relocate the memorial from Adelaide Road to Pioneer Park.
Well, I'm glad that got lost.
Yes, I am.
Because it shouldn't be, never be moved from Gawler South.
No, it's a Gawler South memorial.
It is.
Yes, not
and,
for all
And just
of
because RSL doesn't, there's no memorial up here, there was, no, oh, that's the light one, isn't it?
Well, they've got the hand now. So that was their solution, was they'd put the hand there.
Yeah.
So there is a memorial now at Pioneer Park.
But people think that that hand is sort of represents people crawling out of the grave. It's like, oh, I've seen some interesting comments about that hand. But anyway, so that's it for this week.
That is indeed. Until next week, Kay.
Until next week.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Speak then. For all light signs.